Blog Talk Radio. El Shaddai, Lord God Almighty, you are our deliverer. Overcome our enemies and release over us the sound of your great victory. By your sovereign right hand, establish your rule over us and over our territory. Let your kingdom come. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. In that day you will say, I will praise you, O Lord. Although you were angry with me, your anger has turned away, and you have comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you.
Sitting in the kitchen, and I was like, Lord, what am I gonna do? I have all these responsibilities, all this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you, and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you knew to do, and still you took two steps forward and you took five steps back, and you're saying, God, what in the world is going on? And I was sitting in my kitchen, and I didn't understand it. And then these words came, I said, Lord, you are good, you've been so good, Lord, you are good, you've been better than good, I can't praise you enough, I owe you my life, can't praise you enough, even if I try. So good.
Lift your voice. Come on, tell them today.
You so good to me.
Let's go right here, everybody. Lift up your voice.
Lord, you are good. Good.
Come on, say, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough.
It's because I owe you, Jesus.
I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough.
Somebody say, even if I tried, it wouldn't work.
I can't
testify of the goodness of our Savior. So many doors, so many ways to face. I can never repay you, Lord. I can never repay you, Lord. I can never repay you, Lord, for what you've done for me. How you loose my shackles, and how you set me free. You made a way when there was no way. How you made a way when there was no way. How you made a way, Shepherd, when there was no way, oh God. You made a way, 'cause you've been so good. Come on, lift it up. Right there. Let them hear your heart in that tonight. When I almost lost my mind, you be. When the enemy came in like a flood, you be. Everybody lift your voice, say.
From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire and darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For those
let's worship him. Let's love on him. Hallelujah. how beautiful.
Anything. Dear to my heart,
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. This is Apostle Marco Brewer Boyu. I greet you in the name of the Father, the Son, and His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, O God. Your name is worthy of praise. Your name is worthy of glory. Your name is worthy of honor, O God. There is no one like you, Jesus. You are awesome. You are awesome. You're great. Hallelujah. And so, Father, we come this morning so just to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. You woke us up this morning. You watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you, Lord, for the breath that we breathe that is yours. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness running after us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us and all that you keep doing and keep doing in spite of all that we've done. You just keep on blessing us. Thank you. It's because of your grace, because of your mercy, because of your love, oh God. Help us to recognize and appreciate the things that you are doing in our lives, to be murmurers and complainers, Lord, but to glorify you in everything. Let your name, Jesus, Yeshua Mashiach, be glorified and honored. Perfect all that concerns our lives in the name of Jesus. We have no one to go to but to you, our lifeline, our strength, our everything, Lord. Without you, we cannot make it. We are totally dependent on you. You are our lifeline. We thank you, Lord, for life comes from you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. And so this morning we ask you, Lord, to forgive us of the things that we've done that are not pleasing to you in thoughts, in words, in deeds. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon us in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. Have mercy. Forgive us of sins of omission and commission in the name of Jesus. Forgive us for complaining, for murmuring. Forgive us for all that you've done that should not bring glory and honor to your name. Forgive us for lacking faith and trust in you, that what you said you will do. Forgive us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let us continue to trust you more than 100% because you're God. Your word will never go back void. So we thank you, Lord, again for the promises, the prophetic words spoken in our lives, in the lives of our children, in the name of Jesus, that you've spoken about this ministry. We thank you, Lord, that you have spoken in the life of each and every one of us as individuals. receive those prophetic words in the name of Jesus that you have spoken, that you have written in the volume of the book where it is written, Lord, that your will be done in our lives as you have written it in the name of Jesus. And we will go because you will be right there with us on the mountaintop. You are there. In the valley, you are there. When we go through the rivers, nothing will happen because you are there. We will go through the fire, Lord, and will not be burned and will not smell of fire because you are with us because of your abundant grace. So, Father, we use the blood of your precious Son, Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us of all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. Wash us, cleanse us, wash away our sins. Wash and wash away our sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing behind the veil. Why? Because of your blood. Hallelujah. Your perfect blood. Hallelujah. So we thank you for the blood of Jesus. We soak the service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and minds in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Redeeming blood. Thank you for your precious blood. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus, our environment in the blood of Jesus, this service in the blood of Jesus, the airways, the cyberspace in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse our homes. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse our hearts. Let our come into alignment with your word. Let our minds and our thoughts come into alignment with your word. With your word. Your thoughts towards us are good and not evil. And so we stand on that word. Thank you for your good thoughts towards us. Thank you for your good thoughts towards us. Your good plans towards us. Thank you for sending the Holy Spirit, teaching, leading, and guiding us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we surrender completely and totally to you and have your way in this service. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, move in our lives, in every murky place, in every dark area. Move and let your light shine. Deliver us from the hands of the enemy. Deliver us and set us free. Who the Son set free is free indeed. So, Lord, we adore you. We worship you. Hallelujah. You are the glory. And you are the lifter of our head. God and his righteousness. And all things shall be added unto you. So, Father God, we thank you for provision, supernatural provision. We thank you for an overflow. We thank you that your holy angels are here ministering to us and doing your biddings in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for warring on our behalf. Battles we know of and battles we do not even know of, we thank you and we praise you. Thank you for each individual under the sound of my voice, those that are right here now and those that will listen. Lord, with this a greater grace upon each and everyone's life. Bless your children. Give them the desires of your heart in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we just want to say thank you We thank you, Lord, for this day, November 23rd. We thank you, Lord, that this day is significant in the name of Jesus. Thank you that we launched the magazine on the 23rd. And Father God, it's been 1 year since we did that. And we thank you for giving us that faith and consistency. Lord, have you on the second round? Oh God, we thank you. It's only through your grace that we've done it. We thank you for the finances you provided, and you're still providing for each and every magazine in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the writers in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Father, we just bless you and thank you and for the magazine, not only in the United States, but all over the world, that people can order over, whether they're in South Africa, whether they're in Denmark, that they can order the magazine in the name of Jesus, and that not only can they order, but Lord, it is translated in their language. It's only you who have done it, Lord. I thank you for enlarging the territory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for provision, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for tenacity, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Only through your grace. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. And Father, we honor you. Even though this day my mother passed away 5 years ago, but Lord, I thank you for this morning personally for my mother. I thank you for the life she lives in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for because you blessed us with her. And I thank you for all that she imparted in us. Father God, we bless you and we thank you this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, we give you glory. We give you honor. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put an armor on ourselves, our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, nieces, nephews, siblings, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you and we bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 We give you glory and we give you honor. Father God, you are great. There's no one like you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for always being there with us. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. And so, Lord, we bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For those of you that's just joining in, I just want to say good morning to you in the name of Jesus. Don't lose heart. Hallelujah. God is with you. When God is for us, who can be against us? Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Is made perfect in our weakness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm just going to go over something quickly about what we're talking about with Gad. I told you yesterday in the name of Jesus that the seventh son is Gad, and the seventh number is perfection. The number seven is perfection. You remember God created the world in 7 days. You're coming to a resting point. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We did that on Saturday, but Gad means lucky, fortune. I would say blessings, because I don't want to use the word lucky. And his mother is Zilpah, Leah's maid. Hallelujah. And Gad is a mighty warrior. He has strength, and he's very friendly. Friendly words. He's friendly. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And when Joseph was with Pharaoh, Jacob hid. They were hiding Gad because Gad was such a strong and mighty warrior. So Pharaoh could not use him, ask for him to be a palace guard. So you can imagine how big and strong. And so they called Gad a man of valor. And then I want you to know that when you say Gad, you man of valor, they called the tribe of Gad. Every name son has a tribe. So the tribe of Gad is the gatherings, amen? That's the tribe, and sometimes they call them the Gadites. That's the tribe. So when you think about Gad, you think of a warrior, winners, strong, you know, he not a person who, because of their strength, they will manipulate you. No, they will not, because he's kind, he's friendly. Amen, in the name of Jesus. So we look at these characteristics, Gad, and the blessings that his father said, a troop will come over him, but what? He will overcome them. Hallelujah, when you look at the blessing that his father released upon his father, Jacob. Hallelujah. So when we look at these tribes, I want you to know most of these, all these tribes points to who? It points to Jesus Christ. Amen? All the positive tribes, and you will see how every characteristic of these tribes points to Jesus. All the positive, we're not talking about the negative side. You got all the positive characteristics of these, see Jesus in it. Amen? In the name of Jesus. So one of the things I want to just go over quickly this morning, and it's the book of Mark, Mark 5. And so you can see, and today will be probably the last day we'll do this tribe. If you have time, you research it on your own. You will see all the information I've given you. And this information, you can use it as prayer point. Hallelujah. So let us pray as I go into this word. I won't keep you long in Jesus' name. Father, we bless you and we thank you for this word coming forth this morning in the name of Jesus. Let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross. Let your word come forth in the power and the anointing of your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning for your word. We thank you for the encouragement in your word. In the name of Jesus. And I pray that as I bring this word this morning, that we will be blessed and we will be encouraged. Your word will never go void. Let it be planted and rooted in us and germinate. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So Jacob blesses Gad in Genesis 49:19. He said, Gad, a troop shall overcome him, for he will overcome at the last. A troop shall overcome him, and he shall overcome at the last. And then, of course, his mother, the name Gad means lucky, fortune. Amen. So we look at Mark 5, and let me read. I told you the name Gad, the tribe, is called Gadarenes. And when Jesus said to the disciples in Mark chapter 4, let us go onto the other side. If you all can remember when Jesus was in the book and he said, let's go onto the other side. This is a familiar story. Hallelujah. It's in Mark 4 and the other parts of the gospel. And then you remember there was a storm wind. There was a great wind that came. Please listen carefully. And he said, let us pass over onto the other side. Mark 4, verse 35. When they had sent the multitude, they took him as he was in a ship. And there was also little ships. And then there was a wind. And at the time, they said, Master, you cannot repair it. And Jesus saw the wind. He spoke to the wind, and the winds obeyed him. If you can. It's in Mark chapter 4. You can read it, 36 to 41. Hallelujah. And he told the wind, peace, be still. Let us go to the other. So why is Jesus going on the other side? If you notice, Jesus going on the other side, but the winds has come because sometimes he's some low stumbling blocks. But thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. And as you notice, the enemy is not afraid. He always comes at us in different ways. But they get to the other side. Amen. In the name of Jesus, as they went and reached to the other side, they came over, chapter 5, over onto the other side, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was out of the ship, immediately they met him out of the tomb, a man with an unclean spirit who had been dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him or when they put him in chains, you could break the chains out. In verse 5, it says, and always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying, cutting himself crazy with the stones. He was possessed. And when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped Jesus. And he cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, the Son of the Most High? I adjure thee by God that thou, you know who's speaking through that man. That is the demon. You see, the Son of the Most High. You see, the demons recognize Jesus because this man is possessed. But he said unto him, come out of the man. You see, Jesus said in verse 8, come out of the man, the unclean spirit. And he asked, what is thy name? My name is Legion, for we are many. This unclean spirit said, we are many. So this man is possessed. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. And there was nigh into the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter unto them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down into a deep place into the sea. There were 2,000 and were struck in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and threw it in the city, and they went out to see what was done. And they came to Jesus and seeing him that was possessed, the man that was possessed, who had the legions of demons sitting, he was clean, he was in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they saw and they told him how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil. Also concerning the swine, and they begged to pray him to depart out of the coast. And when he had come into the ship, he who they had been possessed of the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but said, go home to thy friends and tell them how great the things the Lord has done for thee, and have compassion on thee. how great things Jesus has done for him, and all the men marvel. I want you to know that every word God speaks will come to pass. This is a gathering. This man is from the tribe of Gad. A gathering of the tribe of Gad. This is the seventh son. What did Jacob say about Gad? The first thing, Jacob said that when he was blessing him, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. Brother, what does it mean? He was possessed. And you see, God brings these words and happiness, and look what Jesus is doing. Hallelujah. The troop will overcome him, but he will overcome at the last. I mean, he was triumph over the troop. He is possessed by all these demons. A multitude of demons. But the word that was spoken was that he will overcome. And then mother meaning dad, it means lucky fortune. Hallelujah. So the word is fulfilled. When you come to the New Testament in Mark 5, that he overcame. Hallelujah. And God used these things as an example so we can see that the word spoken in our lives, we've been waiting during the night, but joy comes in the morning. Even though Jacob, so when sometimes these things, most of the, when a word is spoken, it's go from one generation to the next generation. I'm not saying all of them was like that, but at some time, this word took place and it possessed this man. Why is this man so great? Why is he so great? Because this man now turns us out to, when you study the story about this man who was possessed, after the demons have left him, he goes out and he will, Jesus said, tell others, he goes and Decapolis is, he, well, over 10 cities, this man became a man anointed and spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ in 10. When you see Decapolis, there's 10 cities in that region. You see, the enemy will do anything to stop the word from going forth. That's why the wind came. Jesus said, peace. Be still. Hallelujah. What am I saying to you? Every, regardless of what we go through, you are an overcomer. Victory is yours. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 1,000 will fall at your side. 6,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Only with the eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. So don't give up in your circumstances. And may look hard, but trust on God. He will make a way where there seems no way. Hallelujah. Your eyes and trust him. And he will do it. I know sometimes our faith shakes. But let us depend and trust it. You are an overcomer. There's victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Believe. In Jesus' name, amen. So, Father, we thank you for this word this morning. We are overcomers in Christ Jesus. We are more than victorious in Christ Jesus. We thank you for the winning spirit. We thank you, O God, for setting us free. We thank you for the deliverance in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for the freedom. We thank you for the anointing to tell others about Jesus. Father God, bless each and every one this morning. In a special way, in the name of Jesus. touch their lives, touch their families. In the name of Jesus, give them the desire of their hearts. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise your name, O God. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path.
Doesn't matter.